Maya Angelou is a greatly accomplished woman. Over her many years, she has made quite a name for herself. From her early years struggling with major discrimination against her race to becoming one of the most well-known poets of all time. Born Margaret Ann Johnson on April 4, 1928 in St. Louis, Missouri. She was raised in Stamps, Arkansas, as well as her birth town, going back and forth between her mom and grandmother. With a little family of one brother, she has lots of time on her hands. At the young age of 8, she was raped by her mom's boyfriend, who later was murdered by Maya's uncles. After the tragic incident, she went mute for nearly 6 years. At age 14, she dropped out of high school. She spent 2 years deciding what would be best for her. When Maya got pregnant at the early age of 16, she knew that she had to be done with school so she could support her new family. When she finished school, she got a job as a waitress and a cook at a nearby diner. As the months passed, she knew she didn't want to spend the rest of her life flipping burgers. Maya soon started to get serious about her arts. She took up singing, dancing, acting, and writing. Going to school every day, she got her degree. In 1993 and 1972, she was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for her many works. Later that year, she read On the Pulse of the Morning at Bill Clinton's inauguration. Maya received 3 Grammys and over 30 honorary degrees. As for the acting part of her life, she produced many movies and performed in a tour around Europe for the famous play Porgy and Bess. When she danced, people watched. She was on many TV shows for her dancing, and in 1957, she recorded her first album. Her writing pieces, novels, and poems are said to be some of the best in the world, as she has had over 30 best-selling titles. She studied in Cairo, Georgia, Arkansas, and Ghana. Through her many years of school, she came out with knowing 5 languages, not including English. These were French, Spanish, Italian, Arabic, and the Southern African language of Fanti. Through her lifespan, she has met many people and made many friends. Oprah is said to be one of her best friends, and they spend lots of time together. Maya worked for Oprah as a radio show host on her weekly broadcast. These are like mother and daughter, and Maya has said that Oprah is like a daughter that she never had. Martin Luther King Jr. was also good buddies with Maya. They worked together on many civil rights acts and were very serious about demolishing the racism against African Americans. As they worked together, they both boosted their popularity around the world, both for different and not so different things. For Maya, she used her poetry to vent to the world about what needs to come to an end and what is good for the human race. As for Mr. King, he used powerful speeches and many protests to get the people involved. But not only that, he was shot dead on Maya's 42nd birthday, which left her devastated along with millions of other desperate hearts hoping for change. Dr. Maya Angelou is still alive at age 82, still writing poetry. She works as a professor at the University of Wake Forest and is still and will always be a greatly accomplished woman.